This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Did I really watch what I watched last night? Am I really going to say I watched every second? And am I going to acknowledge that I gave up on the ball club and then kind of clicked back and forth, went, wait a second, what's going on? I normally don't open with the Wolves, even though they are by far the team that I pay the closest attention to in town. And the one team in town, after working there for 16 years, I still care if they win or lose. But my God, what a ball game last night. That is, you can make a case that's the most significant regular season game in Timberwolves history. It's clearly the greatest comeback in the franchise's history. And there is no debate. Okay, they've had others around there, but what the bleep happened? I still can't quite figure it out. It's not, you can't, Dave Harrigan, Chad Hartman, Ari Bergeron here till 3. No back-to-back, Harrigan, because both teams are on a back-to-back. And they played each other the night before. You know, and yeah, the Thunder slept in their own bed, but sometimes, depending on your family, you'd rather have a back-to-back sleep in the hotel, right? Yeah, I mean, you've had many experiences, back-to-back shows, right? And you bring it every day.
Yeah, it's
Would
never
Would you
easy.
Rather stay... Yeah, it's oh, it's not.
No, you dig it's deep, not. Though. You dig deep, and you say, you know what? I'm like, doing it for the people.
I got to be honest. About 2 hours ago, talking to Kathleen, all of a sudden I got a kink in my neck.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about Ant Edwards and his block with the calf injury. That was just in the game. I'm doing the whole show with a kink in my neck.
Wow. Wow. Gutty performance
Thank
right
you.
There. Look at
Thank
you.
Thank you. I would like other people in the room applauding. I don't think that's enough. I mean, come on.
It's nobody yeah. else here. Oh,
yeah. Don't bother me with facts. Oh, God, actually just did hurt. I don't like it. But they're playing by far the best team in the league. And there's a ton of stats on it, but let's just give you two. They're down 20-plus on the road. Total of 25, but other numbers even better. They're playing a team with a winning percentage over 80%. They're winning over 80% of the games. No team under that scenario in the history of the NBA has ever won a game before. How about this one? The second time since 03, when you were like 2 years old, that a team under 4 minutes down by 16, won the game. They were down 16 with 3:41 left. They were down 25. They were down 21 with 8:30 to go. And they're not playing the Wizards. They're playing the best team in basketball. They don't have, in some sort of order of import, Gobert, Randall, Dante, Ant, and Nas, who right now are their clear-cut two best players, although Jaden McDaniels and Nickeil Alexander-Walker might be saying au contraire, we're really giving them nothing through three quarters. For their standards, nothing. To the point where the core of the comeback happens, down 16, with under four to go, and Chris Finch says, Ant, you're not playing great, your calf hurts, and I think the game's probably toast. And so you sit here. So that means Gobert, Randall, Ant, DiVincenzo, four of their five best players in some order are not on the floor when they stage the comeback. Wrong answers only. Former Wolves players who were on the floor during that comeback last night. I'll go first. Igor Rakosevich. Dave Aragon, who do you have now?
I think Shane Heal was running point, wasn't he?
Shane Heal, very good. Gundars Vetra. Alexei Shved. Anonymous Wolves players who may have been on the floor last night.
Was Crunch on the floor?
Crunch may have been on the floor.
When he's in the lineup, does he get to bring the mini trampoline?
He should. He should. Do the Thunder have a Thunder? Do they have the Thunder from down under?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Thunder's mascot game, I got to be honest. But this comeback happened. Jaden McDaniels, who until this month, and we're almost done with the month of February, until this month has been, Jaden, you can't just give us one out of every three games where we see the promise. This month, not even close, the best month of his career. And last night, a guy who's normally, I might need a heating pad on his neck. Ouch. He's a third or fourth option. They were going to him on a regular basis. He scores 27. Shannon, who was playing as much as you through the first quarter of the season, played with his jersey right side up. If you know, you know. He finished with 17-10 and has 11 points and 6 boards in the fourth. In the fourth quarter in overtime, the Wolves at the free throw line were 22 of 22. And you played part of the soundbite from the head coach, who he's going to join us, we're fairly convinced, either today or tomorrow. They're out in California. Minnesotans out in California in February. I can even identify with that concept, Dave.
No, it's embarrassing. Get back to Target Center. Let's go, coach.
It's shameful. It is shameful. So we assume, hopeful, and with some promise that Finch is going to join us. But he just told the truth, by the way, on the Thunder. He was feeling himself, right?
Oh, yes, he was. It was, you know, we just got a massive win. Let's tiptoe up to the line and see if I'm going to get fined or not.
They foul a ton talking about Oklahoma City, and you can't touch Shea. You absolutely cannot touch Shea. That's why when Ant jumps on the old pogo stick and blocks his shot at the end, absolutely spectacular block. His defense end of games is so much better than it is during the majority of the game. And the fact that they pulled this off with him, you can't say completely superfluous, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's not the best player in the game. Joker is. But because voters get bored, which is so silly, where they're like, I voted for Jordan too often, or I voted for Trout too often, or I voted for Shohei too often. So I'm going to vote for the inferior player as MVP. Shai Gilgeous is going to win MVP this year unless something changes. And Ant blocks the shot, seemingly with ease. Then he joins the postgame show, and again, my gal Leah, I've known Leah for, I don't know, 35 years. She's trying to help Ant out. Ant, you're celebrating. Don't say the F word on TV just once. Is it possible? Can you help him out a little bit there, Dave?
No, I believe he is beyond help. That is one of his favorite words, and he don't mind when he's going to use it.
No. No, it's one of my favorite words, too. It's one of your favorite words, also.
Great word.
It's a great word. It's the most versatile word in the English language. Ant.
That's the right – you just said it, versatile. So much versatility.
It's so much versatility. It's joy. It's frustration. It's sexy. It's anger. Whatever. Ant, when you're on live TV, when you aren't even fine that much, just wait. Just wait. Just wait a little bit. But it was just enthralling, and it's as good a regular season win as the Wolves have ever had in franchise history. Regular season. Does it compare with the comeback in Denver, Game 7 last year? No, it does not. It's not KG's Game 7 against Sacramento. But when you're playing the best team in the league, who are setting some stunning records right now, and you're getting boat raced, just flat out boat race, and you come back the way they did. Man, tremendous fight. No other way to say it. You want to chime in on the Wolves? And by the way, if you can figure out the team, if you can figure them out, good luck, because nobody else can. Scintillating victory for the Wolves last night. You want to chime in, including other former anonymous Wolves who might have been on the floor last night during the comeback. All that available to you. Lots of good stuff today. 651-461-9226 on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like the start of this. What do we got? This is excellent.
Listen. Celebrating the birthday today, Chad, of Mr. Richard Morgan Fleer, known professionally as Rick Flair, 76 Woo! Years old today. We've got tunes dedicated to Rick or his favorite pastime, wrestling.
Space Mountain, baby. There is no debate on this one. The greatest wrestler of all time. You agree, correct?
I think I do. As far as just overall impact, yes.
Everything. Most importantly, to be a great wrestler, it's the mic. And there are a few others with them, with the mic, very few. But then the fact that he's a very good wrestler, too, and he lasted as long as he did. First of all, the fact that he's alive today.
It's impressive. Very impressive.
It's just so impressive. I just don't even know how he's alive.
Not many people, A, would be alive, but had the ability that he did to be equally loved and hated by the exact same people at the same time as he was. You hated him because of what he said, what he did, but you couldn't help but love him.
And Dan Cook, we love Dan. There's no hating Dan. The fact that Dan set up Ric Flair for Jason and not this show should have been grounds for dismissal. If Ric Flair was spooning with Jason before the interview, he wouldn't have recognized him. I mean, come on. Among the techs, Oklahoma City looked spent at the end, similar to the Wolves looked much of the Western Conference Finals versus Dallas. Well, I thought this person might be going to when the Wolves played the Mavs on Christmas Day, when they built a big lead and were hanging on. This wasn't like the Dallas games in the Western Conference Finals, because the first three were incredibly close. And then the fourth game was blowout. It's over. Turn it off, as I did during parts of it. I'm not going to say I was there the whole time, but I kept checking it and going, okay, now I got to, Quinny wants to watch wrestling. I'm going to the other room. I need to go to FanDuel right here. I need to say this. A texter we might have to block here. Ric Flair better than Hulk Hogan. Sorry, I disagree. Get out of here. Seriously. Come on. Without a doubt, Flair better than Hogan. Who else might have been on the floor last night? Johnny Flynn and the Smile. Do they count as two players or just one?
That's a single player.
Single player.
Yep.
A number of folks offered up Duty Evie.
Of course.
Yes. That's Mac telling me on that one that he loved how Duty practiced against LeBron. And instead of Josh Howard, Duty Ebe. Sweet guy, but no, could not play. Are we sure last night's game was actually wasn't one of those famous NBA halftime acts for another game? Yeah, quite a show. Very good. Anthony Edwards needs to grow up on and off the court. He's disrespectful when playing by dropping the F-bomb and the children. Okay. He needs to find a condom occasionally. Dave, do we agree on that?
That would help. That would help things, yes.
That would help. That'd be a good idea. Good idea. And the F-bomb in front of the cameras, he should slow down. Every player doesn't have to be the perfect role model. Every athlete doesn't have to be the perfect role model. Every young person does not have to be the good role model. Are these areas where he should get better? Yes. If all of us want to be judged at 23, I'm not sure we all would love how we're judged. But are those areas where he can be better? Sure. If we want to have that as the total part of his conversation, sure, but we better include a lot of people in that area, including a lot of 23-year-old athletes who may be magnificent behind the scenes, and also we might have no idea what they're like behind the scenes. Other guys on the floor, Darko, Cherokee Parks, Mad Dog, hoisting the threes. How about the fact that was my swan song? After all the games I called, forcing Mad Dog to shoot three so they would stay within the top 10 of the lottery.
I think that's very nice that Mad Dog did that for you.
One of the sweetest human beings of all time, Mark Madsen. Man, just high quality human. Luke Longley, poo. Somebody suggests Flip's birthday the day before was an inspiration. Understanding this team, it's not possible. If you want to convince me they can go to the playoffs and they can win multiple rounds, I say, sure, I could see it. You want to tell me they go out in the first round? Sure, I could see it. The young guys need to keep playing, though. Julius Randle, Cannon need 11 guys, but they're not in contrast for the Wolves and Wild the last 24 hours, because the Wild, how about the ups, the comeback they pulled off Saturday, right? When they were dead in the water. Not quite to the Wolves level, but still a hell of a comeback, and then they get another injury. Maybe they're not allowed on the ice unless it's game, but Joel Eriksson Ek is now out for at least four games. They've had their fill of injuries, that's for sure. Adam, Robert Carter next. Let's fill up these text, phone lines, and the Odyssey app with your peculiar, odd, funny, bizarre, unique questions for Ask Adam Anything. Phone number 651-461-9226.